Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
.com.
Are you ready for more Lions disrespect?
Am I?
Running back one runs for 129 yards, has 72 receiving yards, and two touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Running back two has 136 yards rushing, 82 receiving, and two touchdowns. Which one gets NFC Player of the Week?
Running back two has better numbers.
And played a better opponent.
I didn't know about that, but okay. I'm assuming... Running back two is Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah, he should win NFC Player of the Week. Did he? No! Christian McCaffrey. Come on. I mean, come on. What are you afraid of, NFL? What are you afraid of?
Interesting. And I guess we... Do you think anybody's ever welled up some... Like Michael Jordan
Michael
could.
Jordan.
Michael Jordan could. Welled up some serious motivation based upon who got and who didn't get Player of the Week.
I mean, which is more impressive, the Niners beating the Falcons or the Lions beating the Bucs?
Who's a better opponent?
Yeah.
Well, the Buccaneers are the best record in the NFC.
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah, this disrespect. Is total disrespect.
Total disrespect. Yep. Kang, total disrespect.
I'm just happy that the NFC Player of the Week wasn't Patrick Mahomes. That's I'm just happy for that.
He finished third.
Yeah.
I mean, ridiculous.
Yeah. So anyway. Well up some real good old fashioned disrespect.
Shine it up.
Mm-hmm. Gator's finding that chip on his shoulder.
There it is right there.
Chip on his shoulder. Chip on his shoulder. All right. So look, it's Pistons opener. We've had a lot of Pistons discussion today. And I'm optimistic for where this organization is. I'm not as optimistic that this team's going to take a huge step forward. And this logic, my reasoning is I think they skipped the step last year. I think they caught lightning in a bottle. They got hot. They just really played for much of the season as the best version of themselves. And I liked their veterans off the bench a lot. I really like Malik Beasley and Dennis Schroeder, to be specific. I like that. If I was trying to win a game tonight, would I want last year's Pistons roster or this year's Pistons roster? And I'd probably take last year's Pistons roster if it all came down to one game only. The biggest investment in this team getting better is another year. But Gator, you think this is a 50-win team. We've had 50. Well, you said 49. You said pushing 50, or did you say?
No, I said they're going to win 50 games or more.
Yep. Kang, you got a game or two better than last year's 44 wins. I think it's about the same thing, maybe even a game or two worse. And I know the East, I know with the injuries to Jason Tatum and Tyrese Halliburton, Cavs are still an issue. I think Orlando's going to be better. The Knicks are back. I think Atlanta, another year for Risichet and the addition of Kristaps Porzingis is, you know, a big deal. So I don't know, man. I guess I just look at this and I'm trying to keep the expectations in check because we always want young players to get good faster than they usually do. So, you know, I think the young core is very, very encouraging. And I'm not going to be that mad if they win 44 again or 43.
Yeah, I would be disappointed if that were the case. I think this team needs to show that they're going to take steps forward, and that includes the win total. And I think because the landscape in the East has changed with some of the top teams losing some players, some really significant pieces for long stretches of time, it opens up a window to be even better. And I think this is a team that got a little taste last year of what success is like, and they're hungry. And because they're young, they're going to be hungry, and they're going to go for it. And I think Cade Cunningham, you know, you talk about somebody who's got a chip on his shoulder. I think he hears all the whispers about his injured past, and he can't get it done. He turns the ball over too much, and I think he works on that. I think he checks it all up here, and I think he's poised to have a pretty good season. But it's everybody else. Like, I expect Cade to be great. But it's the other people on this roster that can go from being, you know, average players to above average players to good players. Let's see how good we can get out of Jalen Duren and out of other players on this team. Asar Thompson, Ron Holland, I think are key for this team to take the leap from 44 wins to, say, 51, 52.
Duncan Robinson played last year in Miami with Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero, and obviously some guys who could fill it up. In Detroit, does a dynamic change with him playing, you know, as a spot-up shooter away from Cade Cunningham? You know, does that help him in any way? Does it get him more open looks? I'm not sure. But if and a lot of the cases have been built on people getting better as to why this team is going to be better. And then an interesting one about Duncan Robinson getting more looks here. If Duncan Robinson shoots the ball as well or better than Malik Beasley did a year ago, then wow, that would be awfully impressive. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Michigan and Michigan State go at it on Saturday. Gator 5-2 Wolverines, 3-4 Spartans. Early look at this game. How are you feeling about it?
As the week is going on, look, my early take is I think Michigan wins it, but I don't think this is going to be a laugher by any means. I think Michigan State takes this game awfully seriously. I think even Jonathan Smith has said some things this week that, you know, he's fully entrenched, bitter taste in his mouth after last year. You go back to last year's game, it was a one-score game. You know, and Michigan State had a chance. They think they made it a one-score game with like 6 minutes to go, and they just couldn't get the job done. And it got chippy at the end, as you would expect. It's a rivalry game, and this one being played in East Lansing, being played under the lights, I think the crowd's going to be fired up for this one. Even though it's not a really good season for Michigan State at this point, this is the game that this is the turning point of the season. If you go out and play hard and win this game, not only does it do something for the team, it does something for the fan base.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
These two.
Does it make them more dangerous? Because they may as well sink everything they have into this game.
Yeah, they should. Yeah. I think it does. And I expect Michigan to be ready for that. But Michigan's a young team, too. And they're going through some growing pains. But it's interesting. Both quarterbacks are coming off maybe their best games. So that's exciting when you got two young quarterbacks doing battle. But Aiden Childs is, you know, is his third year of college football compared to Bryce Underwood in his first year. So
yep.
I think a lot depends on Michigan State's ability if they can stop the run or not. I don't expect Michigan State to be able to run, so that's a huge problem. They're already, you know, behind the eight ball with that. If you can't run, you better be able to protect. Because Michigan State can be dangerous in the passing game, but only if Childs has time to throw. And well, that's going to be difficult.
Childs can make things happen with his feet and create more time. And obviously, you know, last week, big gainer on the ground. I mean, he can run the football as well. I mean, Michigan, that second half last week was awfully impressive. And, you know, when you have a young team, and technically they are the youngest team in the Big Ten, when you have a young team, you find yourself looking for signs that they are turning a corner, if you will. Bryce Underwood could have been 25 of 27 last week if there were no drops. But there were drops. Andrew Marsh has really come on for them. And their running game has been potent and continues to be potent. Regardless of who's in there, you know, they might have Justice Haynes back. I guess we'll find out maybe later in the week. But I don't know if that running stat really matters anymore. Whoever runs the ball better. That was relevant when everybody's number one priority was run the ball.
Right.
But now it's just kind of, it's probably true of many games. You're running the ball. When you're running the ball well, it opens up everything else. And B, sometimes it's a product of, we got a lead, let's just run the ball and get out of here. And so we're going to run the ball a lot. But Michigan's rushing attack has been really, really good. And the USC game, if that Michigan defense shows up against any opponent the rest of the year, nothing is off the table. That was, you know, Oklahoma wasn't a great defensive effort, but it was better than USC. And that USC game, I think, stands as a huge outlier, but to see them come back against a potent Washington offense last week and play well was a good sign for Michigan.
Well, it's been disappointing with Michigan State with the run stop, the run defense. The beginning of the season, they looked like they were going to be good. They had some big guys up front that could kind of plug some holes. And then they just, after a couple weeks, started to get exposed and exposed more and more. And what USC did to Michigan State's defense, it's the same thing. USC did it to both teams, right? But what they did to Michigan State's defense, I can't explain. It was like Michigan State had no idea where the ball was going. There were these massive holes on the line that the running backs were able to run through, and it was like they got 5 yards before they were even touched by anybody. They can't do that against Michigan. That stat it's interesting because that stat is very telling with this rivalry that the team that runs the ball wins the game. And
is it?
I
think it used to be.
I think it still is. You go back, and I mean, what's the number? I mean, well, you may think it's just arbitrary, but I don't know if it is. And when you got a team like Michigan that can run the ball and a team like Michigan State that cannot run the ball, it's even more pronounced.
Well, I guess I'll tell you why it doesn't matter as much to me in 2025. I think when offenses were built around the running game, when more and more offenses, and now I think teams are okay with throwing it for success. But I guess typically in any series, I bet you look at it, the team that runs the ball better probably wins those games. But
well, you got to have the players. I mean, it's not that long ago. I mean, four years of the five touchdown game from Kenneth Walker. It mattered then. And I just think if you have the guy, it's going to matter. Michigan's got a guy. Michigan State doesn't have a guy. Michigan State has a group of players that they just rotate in and out, and whether, you know, if Frazier and Tau Tolliver and Tullis are the three guys that get these carries, and nobody's special. Michigan's got one guy who's special and another player who's pretty good in Marshall.
Okay, Steve Eisenman joined the morning show. We'll bring you the best of what he had to say, including his thoughts on the young guns, the 20-year-olds, and when is a rebuild officially over? Some of the questions he answered this morning. Start to hear that today at 12:20 here on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.